1690 AM Denmark, W250 CB Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
News, I'm M. Nguyen. The latest defendant in the classified documents case is set to appear in a Florida courtroom today. Former President Trump talking about all of it on the campaign trail, says ABC's Mary Alice Parks.
Instead of shying away from any of that, he was unapologetic and just continued to bash prosecutors, bash the Biden administration, and bring it up all the time. He, you know, is accusing everyone of just trying to arrest him because he's winning. I think the rhetoric and the messaging around his legal fights is becoming a cornerstone of his campaign message.
ABC News learning that a super PAC for former President Trump has spent more than $40 million in political donations on legal fees. 31 consecutive days of at least 110 degrees or higher in Phoenix, Arizona. This month has been so steamy that scientists calculate that July has likely been the warmest month human civilization has ever seen. This is ABC News. Fresh Russian attacks on the central Ukrainian hometown of President Volodymyr Zelensky. Missiles hitting at least two buildings, leaving at least four dead, including a 10-year-old child and 20 more hurt. Three people killed when a small plane crashed into an airport hangar in Southern California. The plane went down as it was taking off, but no word on what went wrong. An Arkansas judge hitting pause on a law restricting what libraries can offer kids. ABC's Jim Ryan has the story.
A bill signed by Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders creates a process to challenge library materials after complaints from parents like Luke McCoy.
Children can check out books on how to use sex toys.
Urban League of Arkansas President Scott Hamilton says the law has already had a chilling effect.
Librarians are scared to do the research to say what is offensive, what is dangerous.
A federal judge has issued a preliminary injunction saying the law, which was to take effect tomorrow, is a threat to the First Amendment rights of librarians and booksellers. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
M1, ABC News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-434-5334.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media weather team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. There are more warnings to speeders from the Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Department. Civic Media's Melissa Kay reports.
The Sheriff's Department has been actively trying to keep lead foot drivers in check this summer. In some cases, deputies have seen cars doing well over 100 miles per hour. According to a post on the department Facebook page, the current reminder was inspired by a radar gun reading that clocked a driver doing 105 on Highway 41. Authorities say the reminders come in an effort to keep people safe with so many more cars on the highway due to EAA visitors. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Taco Bell has a new product, a grilled cheese taco with shredded beef in the middle that you can dip into a cheese or red sauce. It will be available August 3rd for a limited time, meaning you'll only have to sleep on your stomach temporarily. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Cruz. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Professor Schwaber, what grade would you give the Supreme Court for their interpretation of the law?
That doesn't really work. The grade ordinarily would be how accurately and thoughtfully and carefully have you interpreted, you know, existing precedents. I tell you what, though, if I were teaching a course in, let's say, logic, and I was asked to grade this work in terms of its coherence and its rigor, a high D.
Wow. A high D.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or CivicMedia.us. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, CivicMedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
But if you did, this fixing the lottery, which there's so much money.
Let me just ask you this. Would you consider, because I mean, you know what I did one time that I kind of regret, but let me just give you the rationale. Because I always feel like if there's a heaven and they're going to be judging me, that I'm going to explain a few things. The surface, it'd be like, well, that was a bad thing. Yeah, but let me explain. I feel like I would.
I got a feeling St. Peter's going to say, Johnny, you got a lot of explaining to do.
You got some explaining to do here.
You go take a seat.
You need.
First, you guys in line.
Rosie, you got some explaining to do. Ricky. I never liked that show. Did you like that show?
No, it was really annoying, wasn't it?
She was on Ricky. I didn't like that. But anyway, the only good episode, remember the time they went to California with that little, that little trailer with Fred and Ethel?
Nope.
Who, by the way, hated each other in real life. And they said Fred used to pop. He used to drink during the show. They hated each other.
They did.
I
think that's it. Abbott Costello.
Actually, did you see the movie?
Abbott Costello hated each other too.
I know, but did you see the movie? Did you see the movie?
I think those guys are Lucy? Hilarious.
It's really good. Nicole Kidman played her. She was phenomenal. Yeah. She was fantastic.
Okay.
And you know who played Fred? It's the guy. Nobody ever knows his name, but you always recognize
him. The guy in Sugar Babies?
Sugar Babies, what's that?
That's a play.
Talking plays. Nobody sees plays.
Nobody goes to plays.
Let me finish. So it's the guy that does those commercials for State Farm. One of the insurance type things where it's like, you know, car goes through the roof. It actually happened. Blah, blah, blah. He's that guy. You know what I mean?
Doesn't look like Fred.
Yeah, but he played the role pretty good. He played it really, really good.
No, yeah. I'm thinking of Mickey Rooney.
No, why Mickey Rooney?
He looks like Fred.
Oh, my God.
He was in Sugar Babies. He's kind of a
Forget about there. Sugar Babies.
Sugar Babies?
That's a play. That's a very popular
play. I remember the candy. Do they still make Sugar Baby candies?
No.
I remember that.
Boy, they were sweet.
Whatever.
Those were pure sugar. I ate those.
The lottery. So the book Millionaire talks about fixing the lottery. But remember those guys in Iowa, which I started talking about, and then... It was probably 10, 15 minutes ago, but I want to get back to that.
Can I just ask a question?
They fixed the lottery.
Can I ask a question?
Huh?
Are you dry yet?
Oh, yeah.
Jim comes in. And the reason I'm asking because you have your half and half, your bottle of half and half with the cow on it. First of all, he goes, this looks fresh. I mean, there's a cow on it. So it's got to be fresh. So I bring in I can't pronounce that.
Keurig.
I bring in a Keurig. From, like I said, my apartment at Kakana. And it was so scummy that Jason cleaned it up really good. Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Jason. And so Jim goes in, just drenched. I'm like, the coffee thing exploded on me. I don't know how to put the water. Do you have to put water in it? It's like, where's Chris and your guys that really just took care of you when you were mayor?
Those days are over. So I have to learn how to make
it. Water, the whole thing blew up on him.
Okay.
Thank goodness it wasn't hot yet.
So. That is true. My shirt was a little wet.
Yes. But, that parking complex I lived in Kakana was so bad. I actually called the landlord one day. I said, I think there's a dead animal in the vents. In the hallway, smelled so bad and everything. Turns out it was the neighbors. And then one day I come home and they're being evicted. And they left the door open. How human beings can live in such filth at times. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah,
and I know in real estate, Jim, we've both been to foreclosed places where it's like, oh, yeah, before they get cleaned out.
And
the grossest thing I'd ever seen in my entire life was an apartment right next to mine, across the hall.
I know. That's too bad. Okay, so these guys who fixed the lottery, these guys in Iowa, if you fixed the lottery, wouldn't you keep it low key?
Absolutely.
These guys went out and built houses, bought cars.
Flaunted it, huh?
And people are like,
Yeah.
And it's just you think those people would be a little bit smarter than that.
Well, where did that happen in real life? And most of the guys got killed because of it.
What's that?
Goodfellas. Remember they did the big score?
In real life,
It's based on a true story.
Always say that to get you guys.
I knew a girl whose uncle was part of that. She's from New York. I knew a girl whose uncle was part of that.
Her and 19 million other people?
No, but listen. So remember, they're in the big scene in the bar afterwards, after they have the big score, like from Lufthansa. What's the name of the airlines? Lufthansa?
Yeah, Lufthansa.
Okay. And remember the guy comes in with his girlfriend's now wearing this new mink coat. It's like, come here. Are you stupid? Are you bleeping stupid? What are you doing with that? It's okay, Jimmy. Right. I just bought it for a birthday. No, you're stupid. You're taking it back. I love that coat. Give me that coat.
No, I...
Jimmy, look at the car I bought.
Yeah. No, this guy had it. This guy, millionaire in the book, had it wired. He knew how to hide the money, and he was great till they got caught at the. Well, I don't want to give it away. You gotta read that. That's a good book. All right.
Sounds great.
The music's starting.
All right. I think my Goodfellas tour is better.
Yeah.
Being honest with you. All right. I want to talk more about that $1 billion, though.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah. Because how much did it get? I think it's like 500 grand or whatever. Cash.
Oh, we get more than that.
Is it more than that?
Yeah.
That's 50%.
Yeah.
Is 500 grand half of a billion? I don't
know.
Yeah,
it is.
I would have no idea how many billion.
500 million.
500 right. million.
All right. We're going to set a quick break. Back at this. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor here. So, Mr. Mayor, we're talking about the lottery, the $1 billion lottery. How much do you say you could get on a one-time payout? And there's a reason I'm asking this question.
Well, what taxes? 35%, so 700 million?
Wouldn't it be like 50? Wouldn't that be like a 50% tax bracket? I mean, you're up there. What would it be? What is it?
Not up there. No, I am.
The reason I say that, though, is because, okay, so I really am not a fan of Saudi Arabia, okay? I think our gas prices are going high right now because of Saudi Arabia. I think it's terrible what they did to that journalist. I think they're terrible against women, terrible against lots of people, okay?
Right.
So, anyway. But, with that being said, the LIV, the new golf league that popped up over the past year. Yes. I hate the fact that these great golfers left the PGA Tour, which has its issues. The PGA Tour has its issues, believe me, okay? And they went with something that was owned by the Saudis. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of what the Saudis have done in this world, okay? But with that being said, we're talking about winning a $1 billion lottery and getting $500 million type things, right?
527 okay. is what it is.
Some of those guys were told, you want to come play golf for us?
Right.
Here is basically winning a $1 billion lottery, sign on the line.
Right.
How do you turn that down? I would like to say I've got enough scruples where it's like, no, I'm still going to grind it on the tour and try to make the cut. Or I sign in the line and I get literally close to $500 million.
Right.
What would you do?
Where are you going to spend it? That's a lot of, I mean, how many cars can you drive? How many houses can you buy? I don't know. Didn't some soccer player take like
Messi?
Like, he's like, look, you don't need that kind of money.
I'm just saying though.
I mean,
when it's being offered to you, do you turn it down?
I have to see if there's something else on the table, but I don't know. Would I do anything for $500 million? No.
Christy, would you turn it down?
No.
I didn't think so. she's like, fix her hair.
She's fixing her hair. No. No. Chewing gum. No. No. Okay, Christy, you made that very clear. Yes. I hope you don't. I just looking at you when you said that you represented a whole group of people to me.
She did. She? I thought the same thing.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Yeah.
But no, there's that. Well, those guys were a little. The Saudis, and you know, you talk about, you came in this morning complaining. What did you complain about this morning?
Gas prices.
That's what it
they
was.
They went up 22 cents a gallon in Appleton in a week.
And who cut their production?
Saudi.
Right.
And Russia.
The Saudis.
Yeah, the Saudis mainly.
It was like
eight, I mean, they have us so hamstrung, it's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
I mean, if they want to say, hey, guys, it's going to be $10 a gallon now for gas in the United States, what can we do about it? Is there anything we could do?
But we're working on it. We need we're to be.
We've been working on it for 100 years.
There's some things we could do. There's things that we're doing. No, we need to be, you know, self-reliant on energy and food. I tell you what, you start relying on other countries for food and fuel.
We don't rely on other countries for food, do we?
No. We get a lot of food from other countries, and here's the other danger that we have.
But look how much food is wasted in our country.
But if you start using food for fuel, I don't think that's a great recipe either. So I think there's a lot of...
How do you use food for fuel?
Well, corn, you know, just taking food, taking agriculture products and turning it into fuel. I think we're better off using, if there's a need for the food.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You can grow product and turn it into fuel. And
okay.
I think you're better
off... But isn't it
off,
just corn and sugar beets? Wasn't it beets? A few years ago, I think it was beets.
You're
when
right.
I lived in Idaho, that was the big thing. Was beets? They're like beets.
Notice how he says
cool
to me, "I don't know what you're talking about." Then he goes on with this whole tirade about what I was talking
beets
about.
Beets can be used for fuel, I believe.
I, John, there's a lot of things that can be used for fuel, and I don't think that's a good recipe. So, I think we're on the right track. I think electric is the right thing. A little bit more drilling in some of these areas is okay, but I don't want to get political. That's not why we're hired.
Put on your political cap, and let me ask you. You're on Face the Nation. We're with America's mayor, Jim Schmidt. Mr. Schmidt, there are energy problems in this country. Of course, we're tied to the Saudis. We're tied to Russia.
Right.
A couple of places that are, you know, pretty fragile with our relationships. Let's be totally honest. Right. How do we become more self-reliant on fuel in our country, Mr. Mayor, America's mayor?
We put more of our resources and money into alternative fuel.
Such as what?
Well, I think there's a lot going on with electric vehicles. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot we could do with wind energy that we don't really capture.
Mm-hmm.
I happen to be okay with nuclear energy. I know people aren't, but I think that could be done better. Everybody remembers Chernobyl, but I think there's a lot of good things that can come out of nuclear energy. I do think we can continue drilling too, though. I think there's a lot of places up in Alaska, and you know, that's one third the size of the United States. There's just a lot of places that we could do that. Now, getting it here is
did you and Sarah talk about that at all when you guys got together?
Palin,
she gave you a big hug. Didn't she like jump on you and almost knock you over?
Yeah, she likes mayors, so
does.
It was cool, it was great.
Bow,
I mean,
bow, wow.
It was, yeah, her and McCain were here, but anyway,
how did you like him?
But I don't. Yeah, he was a little stiff. I mean, I mean that not because his arm. I mean that because he was just kind of, you know, just he's John McCain, right? I mean, he wasn't the funniest guy in the room, and but that's okay. I mean, but
Jason's just dying in there.
Okay, all right, we got to move on here. But they're all politicians are all they're all great. But we're not going to be political, Johnny. We're leading into the community here, and that's why we. Had Mr. Farley on, and we've got some great guests coming up. But
hey, look at the time.
Thank God the break's coming.
Can we have a break coming up, Jason?
Jason, start some music.
We need a break. Jason, all right.
John said,
you know, I liked how you got into your mayor voice there. That was outstanding. That was impressive. Wow.
A lot of good mayors.
What's the biggest show you've ever been on? Were you ever on like some national type thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I was on. The guy came to interview me from NPR, the national guy.
That doesn't count.
That was
really?
Big. Yeah, okay. No, that was good. I was on CNN.
Oh, were you?
In D.C. I got interviewed out there. That was when they were talking about...
You know who I think's hot? I can say that.
Sarah Palin?
No. Maria Bartolano. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
She has a thing. Maria.
This was the guy who was in the circle, in the Zoom room or something. He's got on CNN. It's called...
Yeah, keep thinking of that. All right, we got to start a quick break.
In the war room.
Yeah, absolutely. Mind of the Bear. Back after this. Welcome back, Mido and the Mary. Is that a little more Tina Turner coming up there, Jason?
No, this is it.
Oh, I thought it was Tina Turner. We don't need another hero. Remember that song?
Yeah, I can see where you're
I love that song, though. We don't need another hero. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
What movie was it from?
I have no idea.
Mad Max 2, wasn't it, Jason?
Yes.
I believe it was Mad Max 2.
Man, you watched a lot of movies, didn't you?
Didn't you?
No.
Back in that era, that was the big thing, watching movies.
Yeah, I know.
There were, like, a lot of good movies. It seems like every week. Christy, you old enough to know that? Remember when, like, every week there'd be, like, a cool movie that came out?
I was born in 84.
Okay, back to Jim.
What?
Let's see. What?
1984?
Nobody was born in 84.
I bought these shoes in 1984. Right.
Wow. My car?
Oh.
Let's see.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, well.
84. That's the first year I came to town. Green Bay? 1984?
Yeah.
Yes. The draft. The NFL draft, 1984. You know who their number one draft pick was? Major Flop. Major Flop.
That, your friend?
Which one?
The guy with the dogs in Pulaski.
Who? What?
The guy with the dogs. Didn't he have dogs in Pulaski?
Tony Mandrich?
Yeah.
No. That was 89.
Okay. I would
Alfonso Carriker.
Oh, God, John. Who,
what?
Nobody knows that.
Well, he was their number one draft pick. He was their number one draft pick.
What did he? Okay.
Defensive end.
Oh.
He was terrible. Total flop. Donnie Humphrey was their second round pick. Remember him?
No.
Remember Tom Flynn had a phenomenal rookie season. Had 6 interceptions his rookie season. Didn't do too much after that. Remember that? Randy Wright was in that draft.
I remember that guy.
We're going to get Randy on our show here one day.
I know. He's a friend of yours.
We got together in Phoenix for dinner.
Yep.
When I was down there.
Mm-hmm.
What? Yeah, what? Okay. You don't want to talk to me. Okay. Now you're mad at me for something. Christy, why is he mad at me? Why is
he
mad at me?
I don't know. Are you guys mad at me now?
For what? The 1984 comment? A little.
Yeah. We thought, yeah.
So I want to go back to the lottery thing real quick.
Right.
I just want to ask this question. Would you feel like it's more morally
irresponsible?
Yeah. If you were one of those guys that did that to the lottery and won the $1 billion, because I feel like you're not really taking it from somebody that needs it. Like if you're walking by a car and there's a wallet in there or a purse and you reach in and you steal that, yeah, that's terrible. That's a bad thing. Right. But if you're just taking it from the lottery that has the money there anyway to give away, is that really...
What are you talking about? Oh, you mean it's like stealing
from
the lottery?
That those guys that, yeah, that finagled the lottery so that they would win it.
That's not... Yeah, your thinking is flawed, but okay. I can see why you think that way because it's like that whole, you know, Robin Hood, right?
Well,
you steal
okay.
from the rich to give to the poor.
I just watched this movie, or not a movie, it's an actual TV series.
Yeah, based on a true story.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. It had the actual people in it. I don't know the name of it,
mm-hmm.
but it's about these kids in Los Angeles. But kids, you know, 19, 20 years old.
Okay.
All right. And they want to be big. They want to be celebrities. And they're right on the brink of, like one of the guys had a bit part in a TV show. And this other girl was kind of a model. But they wanted to hang out at the clubs with the Paris Hiltons and everybody.
Right.
Okay. But they didn't have the money.
Sure.
All right. So they started robbing like Paris Hilton's house.
Right.
That girl, Audria Partridge or something. She was on The Hills.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Her, there's another one, a guy. All these, they found, and they said it was so easy, you can't believe it.
Yeah, they just use the Google Maps or whatever,
yes.
and just, they'd find the houses, they'd go in there multiple times a
yes.
week.
Yes,
yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
it was so easy, sometimes the doors would just be wide open.
Right.
And they would also follow them on social media to yep. know when they were out of town.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they, like Paris Hilton, you know how they got into her house?
Front door.
Front door, they lifted the floor mat, that's the welcome mat, and there was her key.
Yeah.
So they got a key made of it. And they just went in like anytime they needed money and they knew Paris Hilton was out right. and it'd be like somebody yeah. be at a club. It's like Paris Hilton's here. Okay, let's go in her house and steal. And they did it in a way that for a long time she didn't notice it.
Right.
Till one time they had this other go in, he just like cleaned her out.
I get all that. It's still stealing.
Well, that's yeah. stealing. Yeah, 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 yeah.
No, no, I think the judge.
I agree with that.
But even the lottery, fixing
there's
the lottery.
A victim.
Look, I think I told you at one of our earlier get together shows, people who steal, like, even from or rob a bank or some artwork from.
See, no,
like,
that's wrong. I consider that
being
wrong.
But part of me.
You want them to get away?
A little bit.
I know you do.
I do. It's just a little bit. There's part of me that's like I. Because, you know, that you don't just walk in and do that. It's. And
I've always
credit
this.
For the planning.
I'm going to give you.
Execution.
I'm going to go along with you on one thing.
All right.
Did you ever hear the song Old Red?
Yes.
Okay. Same thing. Did 99 caught a man with caught another man with my wife. Judge gave me 99 years. Mm-hmm. Killed him. Blah, 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 blah. So he goes to prison. Prison farm in Georgia. Okay. Mm-hmm. So he would take the warden's dog out. He's good for 99 years. He would take the warden's dog out. This tracking dog that was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. So what he did is he had his cousin send down a blue tick hound. Okay. And he would tie her up out in the woods. Well, Red, it became Red's girlfriend, so to speak. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Well, he'd take Red out. Well, you know, Milton maybe probably isn't into this. But this dog used to, you know, these two dogs would kind of.
I see. Okay, I got it.
Right. So anyway, so it's like he would hold him off. And then he'd go, and that dog would just go crazy straight towards his girlfriend.
Right.
Okay. So the way he made his break was took him out. Okay. He went to his girlfriend. He headed in the exact opposite direction. You see what I mean? When they found out he escaped, they let old Red out to track him. But old Red said,
"That's awesome.
Heck with that. I'm going to see my girlfriend."
Right.
And he went the opposite direction.
And they
followed
him, and he went the other way. That's exactly. Awesome. See, I love that stuff.
I thought so, too.
I think sometimes the way these guards, or they, robbing banks and some of this artwork heists, it's like, you know, you just don't.
That's not right.
Do
that's
that.
Not right. We're not. No, that's terrible stuff.
It is.
But all I'm saying
is. But it's kind of cool how the mastermind behind it is.
Do you
is,
think. Is, do Okay, two things I want to ask you about.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, okay.
Okay, I got a bunch on my plate today. And yeah, nobody here.
I think that Starbucks is kicking in.
I do too. But here's the deal. Okay. They're having that big thing right now, congressional hearings on UFOs. Do you believe in them?
I don't, but Jimmy Carter is like one of the most credible people, right? And I was even a very good president, but he
weren't those terrible years.
They were
like 78, 79.
They were, but
oh
he.
My God.
But look who he followed. I mean, the people are just so Nixoned out, and they're like, "Look, and your national nightmare is over," type thing. He's peanut farmer, a nice smile. People are like, "Well, we gotta give the brother a chance."
I know. I thought Gerald Ford would have been good.
I know.
But, I really thought Gerald Ford would have been good.
But when he pardon Nixon, that was
yeah, I know.
The kiss of death.
I know, but so, I still think I agree. But
those were tough times.
Tough times. You know what? I was going to try to buy a house when I got out of college. Interest rates were 14% interest rates. Gas was ridiculously expensive.
Do you remember they rationed?
They rationed gas
because you were too young. They rationed gas. You had to get in line. $10.
Yes.
What's that?
That was her impersonating her. 1979. She wasn't born yet.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, yes. That was those were tough times.
Why is a Brown County truck right in front of our office here looking at you?
And he doesn't have to pay for parking either.
You know, lucky.
That's my meeting is here, guys. You have an amazing rest of the show.
All right, thank you. We'll see
okay,
you tomorrow.
Be honest. Be honest with me. Art Fest was a huge hit.
It was.
Except
it
for
was
the storm on Friday night.
Right.
How were the hamburgers across the street?
Absolutely delicious. I ate 8 of them total Friday through Sunday. And my first funnel cake, that is like heaven on a plate.
It is.
I feel like such a lard today.
Well, off the elliptical. I'm using the elliptical today.
Right. Oh, jeez. John's borrowing
I am.
So have you been to the state fair?
I have, but okay. I never had funnel cake.
Really?
Ever.
I thought that was part of.
Actually, you know what they have at the state fair that are bigger is cream puffs.
That's
real
cakes,
big. Cream puffs.
All that stuff.
Fair.
Delicious.
Okay, so what? Now you're at 111 pounds or whatever. Whatever. Just okay. I think you'll be fine, Johnny.
Yes,
different
sir?
Story. No, we're talking. You weren't paying attention. You're looking at your phone.
Right.
Anyway, Christy, it's nice to see you. We've got some great guests coming up this week.
And thank you for helping hook up Tom Farley for us. And Mark Scogin's will be coming on in about a week or so, right?
Yep, August 10th, Mark Scogin will be live.
Talk
in the
about
studio.
The huge event they're having at Epic.
Yeah. Yes, Epic Event Center.
And we're going to try to get Brett Michaels here in the house.
We're going to try.
Yep.
What do you think about that?
It's going to be fun. It's going to be great.
See ya.
Never heard of him, but that'd be great.
Never heard of Brett Michaels?
No, but I know.
Huck's never heard of Brett Michaels.
I know Mark Scogin.
Everybody in the world has heard of Brett Michaels.
Yeah.
Okay. You've never heard of Brett Michaels?
I don't know. Is that that?
Who's your favorite entertainer all the time?
Bobby Vinton.
Seriously?
Oh, he's great. Bobby Vinton?
She wore blue.
That's not my favorite song.
Velvet.
Have you ever seen him?
No, I have not.
Guy plays like 8 instruments.
I've never seen him perform.
He worked so hard up there.
I think he was on a couple of episodes of The Sopranos.
Bobby Vinton was?
Yes. Yes.
Anyway, he's a great entertainer. No, there's a lot of great entertainers. I like entertainers
mine is
that work
Bob
hard.
Seger. Bob Seger,
yeah,
all time.
Yeah, that'd be a good one, right?
That's my all-time great.
Bruce Springsteen, works hard.
Seen him 3 times.
And he needs to come to Lambeau.
Absolutely. I think that would be the next big one. And I mean, I didn't go to Billy Joel. I heard it was like okay.
Oh, I thought it was great.
I heard it was okay.
It was chill. It wasn't. Everybody was expecting the guy with the tractor.
Yeah. The guy with the tractor. Kenny Chesney?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody's expecting another one of those concerts.
Thanks for sexy. Yeah. Does he sing that song?
Right. That's, I don't think so. But Billy Joel was great. And I said last time, the Who, that's not what I was talking about, the Stones.
Were, yeah, they'd be phenomenal.
And they played at...
Pleased to meet you. But they, won't you guess my name?
They played at Soldier Field. So why couldn't they have come up here the next day?
Well, would the Packers let them?
I know.
That's the key.
But I just think...
Did you go to the soccer game?
You know what? I had tickets, but I sold them.
Okay.
Soccer's not my thing, John.
Yeah, me neither.
It's just, they play
all
day.
God bless all the kids. I was at my daughter's soccer game the other day, too.
No, it's
like
great.
95 degrees and they're running around out there. And, you know, the good part is, though, about soccer, every kid's out there running around on the field. You know, in Little League, you know, your first couple of years, you pretty much sit the bench and then you go in the last inning and you have some 12-year-old who shaves, throw 3 fastballs past your head and you quietly walk back to the dugout. You know what I mean? Let's be honest.
But soccer, you know, our kids played soccer and you have to bring the little treats and all that. But they play a lot, or even when you watch it, it's a long game for like
it is
2-0.
And like I said, it was hot.
And there's no scoring.
Really hot. Yeah, I agree.
I like basketball. I can't wait till like you said, we're going to the GB basketball games. I bought the tickets. I'll sell them to you.
And I get to sit right next to you, huh? Well, that'll be a treat.
Let's see how much money you got.
Where are your tickets? Good seats?
Yeah. They're row B. So it's a second row.
Wow, second row.
Yeah.
And good, the refs can hear me.
No, this is you're right behind your buddies. We're right behind the press bench.
Oh, okay. Press row there?
Press row. And then at the Rush Center, they're not as good. They're in row.
Oh, you're talking about the Crest.
Yeah.
Ah.
I got really good seats at the Crest Center. The Rush Center, I might move those.
I mean, you hate to say it, but if it's anything like last year, John, you can probably go and sit wherever you want.
Right.
Oh, Hopefully it won't be like that.
The tickets are sold because we just buy we want to support the program, so we don't go. But I think people are going to go this year. I hope people go this year.
I want to get Sonny on once a week. And Borseth.
Yeah.
And
Borseth. Those guys are awesome.
But I don't want to talk basketball with Borseth.
And I want to, the other thing I want
to. I want to talk about everything else.
Okay. But the other thing I want you to do is, or us to do is. The Herd. I want to get
absolutely.
This
those are fun games,
and I've never been to there.
And, I've done some
Oshkosh,
other games.
We have absolutely. Good listeners.
It's a nice arena.
Never been there, and we had we spent last week at EAA, and we have we're on WIIS, whatever the tower is down there. But we have listeners in Oshkosh, and we want to get more engaged in that community, and then everything in between, right? I mean, Appleton's an awesome city. So yeah, we're gonna get their mayor on. I've reached out to him already.
By the way, I got a couple of pro wrestlers we're gonna get on. Okay. I do from back in the day. I'm serious. I love those guys.
Aren't those guys all dead?
No.
Crusher, Scrapper, Nardeski.
Not the two that I'm gonna get on.
Well, good.
By the way, Wheels, thank you, buddy. Just says Johnny, your hometown Little League team won state title. This is pretty cool. Nigani, Little Nigani, goes into the state of Michigan 14 and under baseball tournament. Okay, beats it. Goes down to Grand Rapids.
That's a great city.
Grand Rapids is a great city.
Oh, yeah.
Beats a team from Muskegon, which is loaded with unbelievable athletes. Muskegon.
Really?
And Little Nigani wins the state championship. They now go to the Nationals. They take on the top team in the state of Kentucky. How amazing is that?
That's awesome. I mean, really.
It really
is. You got to be proud of those kids.
Oh, my gosh. That's incredible.
That is.
I mean, that's a Rudy story, you know?
We'll hold them up. That's great. Good for those kids. They must be very excited.
Yes,
there,
so. That's unbelievable. Right. Really happy for them. You know, it's one of those things, too. Those are the kind of things you remember for the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I remember the last game I played in Little League when we got beaten, what happened. And, you know, you never forget those.
Yeah.
Do you?
No, that wasn't my thing. But
Little League?
No. Right. No, we'd sing in chorus.
That's good, too. In the summer? You didn't do that in the summer. What did you do in the summer? You had to play some sport in the summer, didn't you?
I don't know.
Did you ever hunt with a BB gun when you were a kid?
Yeah, I think we had a BB gun.
You were a city kid, though. I grew up in the woods.
I was.
I mean, I literally grew up in the woods.
Remember we talked about how we made our money in high school? You sold night crawlers. I sang in a barbershop quartet. So,
you got paid for that?
Two different people. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we were good.
Wow.
As good as your night crawlers.
Did you bring back pop bottles? You used to bring back pop bottles a lot. No? All right. We're going to start a quick break. Mind on the Mayor, back after this. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor here on a Monday in downtown Great Bay. Beautiful day. Going to be warm again this week. Going to be warm all week. Training camp in full swing. Family night coming up. The Jets on TV on Thursday. Jets against the Browns.
Oh.
Should be interesting. I don't know if Rodgers never played in the preseason here. I doubt that he'll play in this one. Although maybe a couple of plays just to, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Are you going to family night?
No.
I know. But there's tickets available for those who want to go.
Yeah.
And for $10, if your family
you can't beat it.
If your family hasn't been in the stadium.
No question.
I mean, that's a fun
thing. I always look at that as more of a bring kids to it. I don't want to take up the space of some kid that might be able to go there.
$5 parking.
Right.
Which is like, what, 10% of what it is during the regular season. That's a great evening. We're not going either, but there's still tickets, and that will be fun. And then this week, you know, there's enough going on too. You know, let's not forget about just the local activities, the small music venues that are going on. Here in Green Bay, we have two more concerts left. The City Band plays at St. James Park, and this week, this Wednesday is big bands. They play all.
Really?
Oh, it's
big awesome. Band music.
Oh yeah, Glenn Miller and Dorsey and just some great big band music. They play
Dorsey
that.
Levins?
Tommy Dorsey. Jeez. That's why you get the sports guy and this guy that kind of doesn't know sports as well together. We sometimes overlap, so we have to give first and last names going forward. Anyway, next week though is someone that you.
I heard Brother Osborne is coming to town too. I just heard that this morning.
Yes,
they're good. I mean, they're big time.
But next week at the City Band concert is a tribute to Neil Diamond.
And
you know
really,
you know who's doing that?
Is no,
your buddy.
Who?
Paul.
Oh, Evenson.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's going on, man?
Big Neil Diamond fan. Huh?
Yeah.
Hey, big.
Oh, that'd
big
be fun. I was going to invite you over, but I already have friends coming over. But that'd be great. And then concert. You know, summer
Monday
is kind of
morning, right?
We'll talk about school, but it's kind of coming to an end a little bit. 3-4 weeks of summer left.
When do we get Frank on here?
Yeah, we got to do that.
We got to get Frank on.
Yeah, I think that wouldn't be a real tough guest to
I don't think so. Frank, what are you doing?
Frank, can you come down now?
Yeah, okay, on the way. On the way.
But we, hey, speaking of guests, though, the program that we're trying to work here in Green Bay and Fond du Lac and Oshkosh is to get engaged in our community activities on the positive things that are going on, but not afraid to face some of the challenges. And that's why we had Tom Farley on today, Chris Farley's brother, who really has devoted his life since his brother's death 25 years ago. Can you believe that?
And by the way,
to recovery.
And, he's going to be back
on
September 17th. He's going to be in studio with us.
Right? So that'd be great. And we'll take him to breakfast and talk a little bit more. But he has really done some great things. But this week, I know we have the superintendent of schools coming on.
You ain't getting no more money.
I like this guy.
You got a lot of money. You made a lot of money earlier on in your career.
What I've seen about him, what I read about him, and what I want to talk to him about is,
and the reason I like him so much
is he understands. Schools are one of your biggest economic development tools in your city. I mean, you were in real estate. Don't people ask? They want to ask.
Absolutely.
They ask crime rates. They want to know about the amenities, a little bit of the taxes.
You know where I found that more than any place else, though, Jim? Was in the Valley. People want to be in the Kimberly School District.
Oh, yeah.
For football, for sports. Just for not. I shouldn't say just football, for all sports. They wanted to be in the Kimberly School District.
That's a good school, too.
Yeah.
They have two things going
on. Nina, too. They also want to get in Nina School.
Right. And I think it's I just hope that guy really understands how important that is because you know as mayor, but then even when I was dabbling in real estate, I mean,
it's like you're a slave.
And that should be a good question, but everybody's like, taxes, and that's really important, but that's like the fourth or fifth thing.
No, I'm going to get a gentleman on as well, something that you and I have talked about. And from the years that I've lived here, I can speak with an authoritative mindset on this. But, okay, when I came here in the mid-80s, Green Bay East, Green Bay West, powerful schools and sports. Great athletes, great sports, whole thing. In that time span, unfortunately, most of their major sports, they've dropped to two of the worst programs, really, in the state. I hate to say it, but it's true, especially for football and everything. It's just so hard now with the way things have changed for them. And we're going to get a gentleman on that coach there at Green Bay West to talk about the challenges for these coaches these days trying to compete in this area against some of these schools, against the Bayports and the Westy Piers and the, you know, schools like that are just all powerful. how do you compete? You can't. You never will be able to compete again. Green Bay has really changed. In the time I've lived here, it's changed so much. It's unbelievable.
And but it, the population, and which is the way they base schools, right, in your division, right, is that the population. So the school is still, 1,400 or 1,500 kids.
I know.
But the kids who are there, maybe they should focus. And I look, but you got the demographics are different.
Right.
And when you go to Bayport, there's kids who grew up with football since they were since they were what, fifth
absolutely
grade? When do they start football?
Like flag football in like third grade.
Right. So then you get people that didn't do that. So maybe we need to compete in other areas.
Yeah.
Where you look at your school base.
But I think it's unfair that they have to still compete. I understand the enrollment, but there should be some kind of a waiver where it's like if you voluntarily say, hey, folks, look at our history. We can't compete. And it's dangerous for the kids going up against these, you know, you got guys that are going to, you know, Iowa and places like that playing against these kids that are outweighed by 100 pounds.
That and the fact that they're more knowledgeable of the game.
Absolutely.
I mean,
they grew
take
up
these
with
guys
it
on in cricket or, you know what I mean? Like, let's play Bay Park in that.
Cricket.
That's what you've been wanting to use the phones,
Here's my point. If you grew up in something. Like,
yes, I agree.
Cricket.
Well, even soccer.
I quit, bro.
Soccer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you grew up in football, then I don't know that you should have to
cricket.
That's very popular.
Where do they play cricket?
That is the most
India. Isn't that India?
It's the most popular sport, Johnny, in the world.
No, it's not.
In the world.
No, it's not.
Fine.
I will bet you on that.
Now, we're talking about anybody $100 else.
$100.
$100.
$100 to charity of choice.
Okay.
$100.
I say cricket is the most popular sport in the world.
No.
And what do you think it is? You got to pick a sport. You can't have all others. Okay. All right.
I think it's
soccer. You say soccer, I say cricket.
Okay.
And I don't want any calling in any of your buddies to weigh in on that.
What's that supposed to be?
Because, like, this morning, earlier, those of you who knew this in the first hour, Johnny and I had this thing on, should
and
you have
soggy bread and soup?
No, should you have croutons or baguettes, toasted garlic baguettes in French onion soup, which is most 99% of the people like that. Of course, John,
not according to our poll.
So,
50-50.
Like all of a sudden, projection
had me winning.
not even close.
The Arizona vote wasn't in yet, but they projected me as the winner.
So he brings in this expert, and I'm like, okay, he's probably going to bring in Chris Mangus from 235 or the guy from the guy from the Northland Hotel, from the Walnut Room or Republic. He brings in
Murphy,
a radio personality that is Johnny's, like, one of his best friends. And he goes, I'm with Michael on this.
Yeah.
Like, well, what was that?
Phenomenal defender while
experience
still early in his career.
Culinary.
A lot.
Anyway, okay, but yeah, cricket is the most popular.
On the field are some of the best defenders of the past.
Okay.
All right.
Cricket. All right. We're out of time. Tomorrow we're going to decide what the most popular sport is in the world.
We got a lot of stuff going on.
And we have some great speakers coming up.
You want to miss this one?
All right.
Maybe we'll be on the air.
You know, you just
WGBW.
See ya.
Is he asking, why did this come about? Is he asking for more money?
Yeah, he was asking for more money.
Oh,
it's contract.
He wants an extension.
Yeah.
And Jerry Jones is like,
hey, man.
I hope he ain't say you ain't worse.
Well, that's basically what he...